What's up? Welcome back to the show. Today I am doing a solo episode all about money, how I make money as an influencer, slash how I made money with my business, and also how I manage my money in college, because I've definitely seen a change in how I spend my money since going to college. And so I wanted to kind of touch on that and just discuss how I budget, if I'm doing well at budgeting. We'll just get into it all. But before we get into money, I just wanted to give a quick recap of my week, because actually a lot of things happened. I'm sitting here with some mint tea in my cozy turtleneck because it actually snowed this morning here in Nashville. My home in Knoxville yesterday got inches of snow. They were out of school. Skylar and I were so jealous. We're both from the same hometown. Also, you guys really seemed to like last week's episode with Skylar. I loved it. It was super fun. So anyway, we were very jealous because we didn't even get a frost yesterday. Meanwhile, everyone at home was in the gorgeous snow. This morning, we woke up to heavy flurries outside our window. We probably got like a quarter of an inch, maybe half an inch, but definitely not enough to call off class. And today I have a big test in my literature class. Lots of memorization of Marxist theories and philosophers. So I've been studying that all morning, and I just wanted to take a break before I go back to studying after this for another hour before my test. But I just want to take a break and podcast. So the big thing this past weekend was I chopped my hair off. I think it's so funny when people say that they just chopped it off. No, it cost like a $70 cut. It was not just chopped, okay? But it looks just like kind of has that blunt look to it. I probably got like, I'm so bad at estimating length. I probably got like, I'm looking at myself in the mirror now. Almost a foot. I don't know if that's reasonable or not. Like at least over half a foot, over 6 inches. Definitely probably a foot in the back. I have like longer pieces in the front, which I really like. It's kind of that trendy lob. People like Shay Mitchell had it once. I think Vanessa Hudgens currently has it. Selena Gomez had a really short lob. Mine's a little bit longer, but yeah, those were my celebrity inspirations. They're also my celebrity inspirations for makeup and style, just because I feel like I have their features: dark skin, dark hair, dark eyes. So I love those three gals for fashion inspiration, and I took their hair inspiration. And guys, it was so unlike me. Well, I've been influenced by their looks, other girls I follow on Instagram all having, you know, this trendy hair. And Saturday night, this past Saturday, I had a great day Saturday, took some photos for my friend's shop, filmed, fun times. And I was just sitting on the couch with my other roommate, Ellie, and was like, what do you think if I got my hair cut like this? And she was all for it. So I was like, okay, that's great. And then I was like, okay, I'll think about it for a while, maybe in a week or so, next weekend, I'll schedule my hair appointment. Well, my boyfriend was getting his hair cut the next day. And I just thought, okay, let me see if the place near me has any open reservations for tomorrow. They did, which I thought was weird. They were open on a Sunday, but they were. And so the next day, my mom came in. We had an amazing, amazing time. I vlogged it. And also this video that I filmed, the vlog I filmed, it was a sponsorship for Victoria's Secret Pink, which I was so honored to do. So I put a ton of effort into it, this video. I don't think it'll be up by Friday when this podcast goes live, but make sure to check it out. It's going to be titled Day in the Life, Starting a Side Hustle, something like that. It's one of my favorite videos I've ever done, and it's with such a big brand, which is very, very exciting for my channel. So I was very excited about that. I chopped my hair off at 2:45 p.m., and I say this is so unlike me because I usually am very planned. I like knowing the plan for the day, like the day before. If I'm going on vacation, I want to know the itinerary for the whole week, months before I leave. Like, I just love a good plan. I like knowing what's going on ever since I was little. So it was very unlike me to do something so spontaneous. But last weekend, the weekend before, I got my second piercing spontaneously. I had one on one ear, which is kind of weird. I got one ear pierced with the second piercing when I was 15, after I failed my permit test, fun fact. But last 2 weekends ago, one of my friends got her nose pierced, and so she wanted someone to go with her, and I was like, yeah, let me just go ahead and get my other second piercing. So that was last weekend, and I decided to do that within like an hour. And then this past weekend, I decided overnight to completely change my hair look. So when I wake up in the morning, I feel very just weird. Like, I haven't had short hair since I was really little. And so I don't know exactly, like, in the mornings, I feel like I'm a little girl with no makeup on. But once I style it, today I styled it straight for the first time. And I think I like it. Once I style it and I, like, put on some makeup, wash my face, like, put on some actual clothes, then I feel a little bit more put together, and I think I really like it. I don't know how long I'm going to keep it. Maybe, I think I want it a little bit longer. I don't know. Then I feel like it may lose its, like, cute professional look. I don't know. But as of right now, I like it, and it's something different. It's just weird to have something so different, like, about me. I don't know. I usually don't change up my appearance that much. Like, I don't wear colored contacts. I don't have glasses that I change. I don't wear glasses. I never really did anything with my hair besides dyeing it either a few shades lighter or a few shades darker. So nothing ever too crazy. This was definitely a big change. But yeah, that is what is new with me. Like I said, I have my first test today, first test of the semester, and then next week it gets pretty crazy. I have 3 tests and a project due in 3 days. 3 tests in 3 days, a test a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So this Super Bowl Sunday, I will not be participating in any festivities. I'll probably be studying. Also, Bachelor Monday, I will be studying. So yeah, not too fun, but that's okay. Anyway, now that I've given you guys a rundown on my weekend, I'm trying to think if there's anything else new or going on. I'm excited for Valentine's Day. I'm going home over Valentine's, and I'm excited for Galentine's, hanging out with some of my friends here in Nashville on actual Valentine's Day, the Thursday. I'm so excited for spring break. I'm so excited because my high school that I went to, they're doing the musical Newsies, and that is one of my favorite musicals. So I've seen the show live on Broadway once, back when it first was starting on Broadway, and then I've seen it in person a few more times by local productions. And now my high school back home is doing it. In case you don't know, my mom does the choreography for my high school musicals, and my brother's in it this year, so he's like taking my place. I see it as, if you know the show, he's Race, the newsie with the cigar, if you follow musicals. So anyway, I'm so excited to go home in March and see that. Like, I'm gonna be the loudest girl in that entire auditorium, or whatever you want to call the stage that my high school had that I performed on. In case you guys didn't know, I did musicals. We started the musical program at my high school sophomore year. I was Gabriella in High School Musical sophomore year, junior year, I was the dragon in Shrek the Musical, and then senior year, I was Rizzo from Grease. And I don't know if you guys cared to know that, but I'm just in a chatty mood, and I also was told in an iTunes review that you guys want my solo episodes to be longer. Don't know how long this will be, like I said, I still got to study, but hey, we're getting chatty. So if you love musicals, reach out to me on Instagram. I love it. Oh, and then the other thing that's kind of new is I am having a lot of sponsors on my YouTube channel this coming month. So YouTube sponsorships are so weird. This is kind of going to direct us into budgeting, because as I talk about my incomes, but I feel like with YouTube sponsors, at least for me, they come in waves. So there will be 2 months where I don't do a brand sponsorship. All my videos are unsponsored. And then, like, recently, I've had 3 brand sponsorships reach out to me in the same week. And they're all expecting videos around the same time. And so that's why I've been making tons of videos. And they're edited and they're uploaded. But you guys can't see them yet, because they have to go up under unlisted so that the brand can review them. So I feel like I've been uploading a lot. But in reality, to the people who watch my channel, I haven't. But the videos are just going to the brands and they'll go up later. So that's been a little bit stressful, because I've been working with some big companies, and it's very, very exciting. I'm very honored, but it does add a layer of stress, I would say. Just because, I mean, I try to put out the best content for all of the brands, but obviously I want to make sure if they're paying me a higher price that I really put the time and effort into the video that I'm charging. So that's just been kind of stressful for me lately. And with it beginning with tests and quizzes, beginning to start projects, since we're now well into the first semester, month into the second semester, school's getting harder, and I have also opened up my podcast to sponsorships. So I'm now with an agency to help me with that. And I'm also, okay, so back before Christmas, I partnered with Fullscreen for my management, for my network, for my YouTube channel. Because I had been doing everything solo for about a year and a half after I left Style Hall. And so now I have a network which basically just helps give me some other resources, which have been great. And they reached out to me also offering a service they have where they can help manage sponsorships and emails that come in. And that is what I was looking for. I don't have the means to hire someone to do email sponsorships for me, but I get probably like at least 3 a day, I would say, either through Instagram or Gmail, of brands just wanting to work with me. And a lot of them, I'm not willing to work with. They're very, you know, it's just not a good fit. And so I have to turn down a lot of people, obviously, which is just time wasted sending out pointless emails, telling them no. So I'm really happy to now have a official person to help me with all of this, with this podcast sponsor and the YouTube sponsors, because I've been doing all of it myself. And that's kind of one of the reasons I haven't had a podcast sponsor yet, is because I just couldn't add another set of emails coming in on my plate. Felt like I really didn't have time to reach out to companies to promote the podcast, to ask for sponsorships. So now that I have someone else with that, it's really giving me a breath of fresh air. Like, that email came in Monday, it's now Wednesday, and it's just amazing to have that being taken care of. I'm still switching stuff over, but that is such a relief. And then I made the decision today that I'm going to hire someone to help set up a Shopify for me. So this is part of my new project. I am going to have an online store. Okay, this is so weird. I'm talking about this out loud. But I was going to do it all myself, you know, buy the template, set it up. And I said, Hannah, you know what? You're going to have to teach yourself how to do this. Let's hire someone who already knows what they're doing. It's going to save you hours. And so I'm going to obviously price it out. And if I can afford it, then I'm going to have someone help me set up my Shopify. So if you guys know of anyone who's really good with Shopify e-commerce sites, or you yourself are, obviously, make sure to send me an email. You can send me the email to hannahashtonyt@gmail.com, because now that's not for all my sponsors. That's just for personal collaborations with me. Okay, now let's get started talking about money, how I make it, how my mindset has shifted in college, how I budget, all of that jazz. So first off, let me explain how an influencer makes money, at least being a YouTuber, okay? Instagram is going to be kind of similar, but I'm going to focus on YouTube because that is where I make most of my money. So there's mainly two ways at least that I have where I make money, and that is through monetization or brand sponsorships. So with monetization, basically the ads you see play before videos that you can either skip or not skip, now they play in between videos. We as creators don't control those. YouTube controls that. So advertisers, like let's say Maybelline, goes to YouTube, says, I'm going to give you this much money to play my ad on this many videos with a certain audience. YouTube does it. If I fall under that category for Maybelline, they'll play the ad before my video. If someone clicks on that advertisement, meaning they're interested more in that advertisement that played before or during one of my videos, then I get a small percentage of profits. It's really just like a couple cents. I think it is under $1. But if you have more views, obviously that is going to rank up to a higher amount of money. With my network and just with Google monetization, I signed a contract early on stating I can't disclose how much money I make, so I can't give you guys an exact number under contract, but definitely I know bigger YouTubers could probably sustain themselves on just this money alone, kind of when I'm just doing my own comparison of how many views I get per video, you know, what videos make the most money of mine, like how many views equals what, that kind of thing. I couldn't sustain myself, like living wise, I couldn't have an apartment and feed myself and stuff all on this money. Brand sponsorships, however, from talking to a few other YouTubers, is where most YouTubers make most of their money. Again, depending on the YouTuber, how many views they get. If I have a brand sponsorship in a month, for me, probably that one brand sponsor will cover will almost equal the amount of money I would make through monetization. So that definitely is a higher price point, and that is why they're definitely needed. So please don't hate on YouTubers who do sponsorships. I understand it can get annoying if YouTubers are doing it every or every other video. And that's why I really try to keep mine to a minimum and just do quality ones, especially now in 2019. Like, that is really one of my goals. So a lot of YouTubers make money through brand sponsorships, where basically a brand will want you to promote their product, and in return they will give you the product. If it's a tangible product, they'll give it to you for free and then pay you money on top of that for whatever social media post. It could be a YouTube video, it could be an Instagram story, an Instagram post, a Facebook post, a Pinterest post. Like, it's all being done. And then basically you film that video, you send it to them to review. If they approve of it and you disclose that it's a sponsorship, then it goes up, and usually within 30 days of the video going up, they will pay you. And all of that either goes through PayPal or direct deposit. Being an influencer, you're self-employed, and so you, like, tax money does not get taken out of that. You're considered a freelancer, so I have to pay taxes separate. I have to take care of my own taxes. Well, thankfully, I have my family to help with that, because my dad is also an entrepreneur, but yeah, we have to figure out the taxes and all of that fun stuff. It's not just taken out of your paycheck. So that's with YouTube, how I make money. People also use something called Patreon, or like a membership. So some creators will do exclusive content every month, and then their viewers just pay a monthly fee and they get access to that content. So that's another way creators can make money. I don't personally do that. I've considered it. I don't really know what content I would make exclusive, but yeah, so that's another way. And then through podcasting, podcast sponsors are just like how I mentioned the YouTube sponsors. I'll obviously get less money for my podcast sponsors because my podcast is new. I don't have the same following, even though I love you guys on the podcast. I feel like it's super personal over here, but definitely the numbers don't align, so it definitely won't be exact for me. And then the other ways I've made money is actually through consulting. In 2017, half of 2018, I did YouTube consulting. And I stopped that just for many reasons. One of them being it was very time consuming, took extra hours of my day. And in college, I really didn't know what my workload was going to be like. And so just with the scheduling of, like, being on call with someone for an hour, and then the hours of being prepared beforehand, the hours of selling your services, I could have run that business full time in itself, let alone put out content every week and be in college. So I stopped consulting, but that is also where I made some money doing, week-long courses about how to start a YouTube channel. So if you're kind of new to my channel, to this show, I did do that for a while, and I just charged like you would for a product. And then now I am actually working. Oh, and then I also did an event, which is similar. I sold a ticket to it like you would sell a product. So that brought in some income to help, you know, just like with the whole college transition. That event wasn't really a business. I mean, it definitely was a business move, but I did it more for the experience, because since it was my first time, I didn't make as much money as an experienced event planner would, and it was more for the experience of creating an event. So I was thankful for the money I did make from that, but it wasn't extravagant or anything crazy. I could have probably made it by doing one video, but it took definitely a lot more work than putting up one video. I think it was definitely worth it because I learned a lot. And as I plan my next event, I now know what to do differently. So yes. And then now I am working on a physical product for you guys. That's where the Shopify store comes into play. I'm not disclosing yet what that product is, but I am so excited for when it gets released this late spring, early summer. Oh my gosh, I work on it almost every day. Actually, at least a few times a week. I try every day. It doesn't always happen. But yeah, at least a few times a week, that's on my mind. And I'm very excited for it. So those are my forms of income, as you can see. Very, very different. And then I'm actually going to start just working a little bit of a retail job here on campus just to get some experience working in a boutique retail setting. So that's going to be another form of income in my bank account. As you guys probably know, since a lot of my videos are about entrepreneurship and business, I obviously love inspiring, but also a big part of being an entrepreneur is making money. And so I think it's totally okay to talk about that. Like I said, I'm not going to disclose the exact numbers just because that's really personal, and I'm just such a small business. I feel like it would hurt me more to disclose and stuff than then, you know, I don't know. It's just a personal matter. But I do want to open the discussion and just tell you guys how I make my money and what it looks like for me. And then I'm going to talk about how I manage it. And I'm not going to be, you know, sly here and tell you I don't make money. I do, and I'm really proud of it. I've been making money through my YouTube channel since I would say eighth grade, and it felt so good to be an eighth grader and have my own money, maybe even seventh grade. I don't know. It was early on with some bad brand sponsorships. They just were not good. But it felt so good to be that young, to be 12 years old. And even if though I was only making under $100 a month, like maybe it was $20, $50 a month, it felt so good to have that money, have it be mine. I could spend it on whatever I wanted. Didn't really have responsibilities. Most of it I put back into my YouTube channel. I bought equipment and stuff. But it's just the freedom you have from making your own money is uncanny to anything else. And so I definitely am all for entrepreneurship, making money, opening discussion about money, especially amongst women. Like, let's talk about how good it feels to make your own money and to be proud of that and be proud of how you made it. I think that's so important. So that's why I wanted to be open there with you guys a bit. Okay, so what I also did to help figure out how much money I want to make, because I will tell you guys, even though I have this money coming into my account, especially last year, I was very like scared of where it was all going. I tried to track it at the beginning of the year. Like, I would go through spurts where I would be super good at budgeting, and then months where I would just spend frivolously and then be like, okay, I need to make some more money. So how am I going to do that? So this year, I'm really trying to get on top of my finances, know exactly where my money went, because I calculated how much I made in 2018, and I still have a lot of it saved up, obviously, but I definitely wanted to say, okay, I can obviously see where this money went. Here's how it's affected me for the good. Like, I want to be able to state that with my money and actually see where it's going, see what it's going towards, and not, I mean, obviously, I love shopping, but not just be like, okay, that 2 months worth of work went into this purse. Okay, which, no shame if you like to buy luxury items. I've been toying like with my mind, going back and forth over whether I want to buy myself a luxury designer purse. I don't know. We'll get into that later. Okay, we'll get into that ordeal. But, you know, I want to be able to have something to show for it. And obviously a lot of my money I put back into the business, but I just want to see that come to fruition. So that was my goal for 2019. That is my goal. So what I did was I calculated how much money I made in 2018. I set a goal for how much money I want to make in 2019. And then I broke it down to how much I want to make from each source of income. So the first thing I would do for you guys is write out all your sources of income. Do you have a job you work just on weekends? Do you do babysitting on the side? Do you make some money from your blog? What is it? So then write out all of those outlets of income, and then figure out how much you want to make a month in each of those outlets. Say you want to make an extra $50 on the side from your blog, or $100 a weekend from babysitting. Write that out, multiply it by 12. That's how much money you want to make in each area of income at the end of the year. Add that all up, and then that's how much money you want to have made before expenses, just how much profit you'd have after taxes, though, just how much profit at the end of 2019. And then obviously you won't probably have that in the bank because you'll have expenses throughout the year, but that's just how much money you're actually making. And then set that goal for yourself. And then I think by breaking it down month by month, it's much easier to achieve. Like, okay, if I make, oh, we're going to do some quick math here. Let's say you're like, okay, my goal, you're in college or something, part-time job, I'm going to make $300 a month times 12. So by the end of the year, I want to have made $3,600 in that one job. And then let's say another job, I want to make $500 a month times 12. Okay, that's 6,000. So by the end of the year, I want to have made close to $10,000, which is good money. So you can kind of lay it out like that. That's what I did for 2018. I didn't meet my goals for 2018, but that is why we're changing things up and doing better at tracking my expenses for 2019. Okay, so you may be asking, Hannah, how do you track your expenses? I use the website, and it is also an app called Every Dollar. It is by Dave Ramsey, who is actually here in Nashville. I've driven by his offices before. Super cool. Know people who work for him. If your parents are into being financially stable, they're into budgeting, they probably have heard of Dave Ramsey. Just ask them about it. But yeah, so it's free, which I love. And you can get the plus version, which I'm considering, but this is going back to what I'm going to talk about of little expenses. It's like $15 a month. The nice thing is that you don't have to manually input your expenses. It's linked to your bank account, so every time you spend money, it's already into the every dollar, and then you just have to categorize it by what you spent it on. Because it is time consuming, it probably takes me like an hour a month to set it up and to figure out how much I want to spend everything on and just track previous month expenses. If you do it while you spend, so if you have the app on your phone and every time you go to Starbucks, you spend $5, you put it in your app, then it's not going to take that much time. It'll just be little bits of time frequently throughout the month, depending on how much you spend, how much you make. But yeah, so it is free, the basic version, and also the app is free, which is awesome. So then it gives you like a template you can kind of work with. So at the top, it has your income. So this is where, you know, I told you to write out your sources of income. So for here, I have my sponsorships, my affiliate links, and then my monetization. That's where I'm making my money for January. And then I have a savings and giving section. So I always tithe 10% of my earnings. So I give that to my local church or to a Christian organization. And then I always put 20%, 10 to 20%, depending on the month, to my savings, which is a separate bank account of mine. Then for food, I'm just going through my budget right here. I have it in front of me. I have a section for restaurants, so money I'm going to spend eating out. And then groceries, money I'm going to spend on groceries. Then I have a lifestyle section. So here I have clothing, entertainment, school. Like I had to buy a $130 book, even though I already paid like $600 for my books this semester. But I had to pay extra the other day, so that set me over budget. A beauty section, so if I get my hair done or something like that. As well as, and then the next little section I have is reoccurring charges. So like Netflix, I have that. I have Spotify or Hulu, if you have any of those reoccurring app purchases, website purchases, whatever. And then I have a business section. So I have the money I spend every month for my hosting for this podcast, for Adobe Suite, you know, so I can have Lightroom and Photoshop. All of the expenses that go into having a YouTube channel and a podcast, all of those there. And then I will also add gas is another one, how much money I spend on gas. Sometimes I will add specific things. So I don't know if like for my event, I had to have a whole nother section for that because there were so many things that went into that, like food, gift bags, rental, advertising, all of that. So sometimes I'll just added more on depending on what the month is. Like around December, I had a gifts tab, so how much money I was spending on family gifts, friend gifts, all of that. So every dollar is pretty customizable depending on how much freedom you want. Obviously, it's not perfect. There's some things I wish I could turn around and switch around, but it's definitely easy to use, I would say. What I may transfer to is just an Excel sheet or Google Sheets, just so I can make it very customizable because I don't have a typical job and I don't have typical like college expenses. I have sometimes business expenses and sometimes personal expenses. I want to have those separate, and so I may just make two separate Excel spreadsheets and do it myself. We're gonna see. But yeah, if you just like are starting out with budgeting, I definitely recommend every dollar just to get a sense for what you need to budget for, how to do it, and keep track of everything. Yes. Okay, so something I did at the beginning of 2019 is I cut back on a lot of my frequent expenses. So for 2 years or so, I got my nails done every 2 to 3 weeks just because when I'm filming and being on camera, being on social media, I just like to have my nails done. Moving to Nashville, though, my manicures, for a gel manicure back home, it used to be around $30, maybe $35 with tip. In Nashville, it's almost doubled. It's like $55 plus tip, at least all the places that I've been to, and I've been to like 3 different salons, so maybe I just need to research more, but even $35 to $40 a month just on your nails is a lot, and sometimes it would be double that if I got them done twice in a month. And so yes, that was a luxury that I loved having, but I gave that up for now. I haven't gotten my nails done yet in the new year. You've probably seen them chipped in videos because my nails hate nail polish. That's why I originally kept getting them done, because I pick at them and nail polish chips. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to save that $40 to $80 a month, and I can put that towards something else. I can put that towards my upcoming project. I can put that towards a luxury item, you know, a nicer fashion item. I don't know. So that was one thing I cut back on. I also cut back on a laundry service. So this is very nice. Belmont offers the Tide laundry service, where basically you give them your dirty laundry and they wash it and they drop it back off at your dorm, basically all folded and nice. And I got that at the beginning of the school year for the first semester, because everyone warned me about not having enough time to do things like laundry because I have so many other obligations like YouTube, podcast, etc. So I thought, okay, this will save me a few hours a week, and it definitely did. But it was, I don't even know how much money it was, maybe like $30 a month. It wasn't too bad, but I just thought, you know what, Hannah, you can do your laundry yourself. You know, it's not the really, I can't speak. Sorry, guys. My mind is going 100 miles an hour. I really don't go through dirty clothes that often besides workout clothes. And so if you do laundry once a week, you'll be fine, and you can spare those 2 hours on a Monday to do your laundry or whatever. So I cut that expense out. I also haven't gotten my eyebrows done since New Year's. I've been trying to, obviously they don't look great, but I've been trying to, you know, keep them fine by myself. I did get my hair cut and a second piercing, so I guess that totally scratches out January savings from beauty. But going forward, I won't have to get a haircut every month or a piercing every month for sure. I think I'm done with piercings for a while. And so I cut those expenses out. And then the next thing that I just had to kind of think about in my head is, where do I want to spend my spending money? So once I give, once I tithe, once I save, and then once I have my money go back into my business, I've decided I need to give myself, you know, that spending area for beauty, for clothes, for entertainment. And so this is where you really have to figure out your priorities, I feel like. You have to compare items, because a $20 mascara to you may seem like nothing, but a $20 mascara to someone else may be insane. Or for luxury items, we see this a lot with influencers, and the influencer will get a $2,000 bag and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine spending that much money. But since they're making so much, and maybe the amount they set to spend on themselves every month is $10,000, a $2,000 bag, you know, doesn't seem like that much. And so I think that is important in realizing in the world and how money works. It's just all determined on your personal view of it and how much you're bringing in, how much, what you value especially. So many people would rather spend money traveling than buying items. I would say to an extent I like that. I love vacations, but one of my favorite things on vacation is to buy nice items and to enjoy nice times. So I don't know. This is me just, I don't know. But what I'm saying is, like, instead of, as of now, I need to do this once in my life where I just travel super low budget, but I would rather travel less during the year. But the times I do travel, it's very nice, very luxurious, relaxing, that kind of thing. Like, I don't want to be stressed out looking at a map, walking around. Some people love that, and that's so cool. And I aspire, like, I don't aspire to be them, but I really look up to them. But for me, I would rather spend my money and my time on vacation doing other things. But anyway, that's just a side note. But also, I get that way with designer clothes. I would love to have a Prada or Chanel bag. They're so pretty. I feel like I don't express my love for fashion so as much as I do in real life, as I do on my channel. Sorry, again with words. I'm very confusing this podcast. I'm sorry. Like, I really do love fashion. I love following fashion YouTubers. I follow a ton of fashion bloggers, Instagrammers, and I really like to watch what trends are coming in and that kind of thing. I don't talk a lot about fashion, is what I'm saying, on my YouTube channel, podcast, etc., but I really do love to keep up with it. And especially this year, since I'm not wearing a uniform most of the week as I did in high school, I can kind of experiment more with fashion and what I like. So I would, like I was saying, I would love to have a Prada or Chanel purse, but at this point in my life, that just doesn't seem like a good investment. I'm hoping that one day I can get to a point where I can spend that money and it doesn't seem as much. Maybe it will seem as much, but I just want it really badly after years of waiting. Who knows? We'll see. But as of now, the cost of that bag is the cost of my entire new product launch. So to some degree, obviously depending on the purse and how much I end up spending on this product launch in late spring, early summer. But that's just kind of where I put it into perspective. Like, okay, I do have the money in my account where I could buy one designer item, but would I really want to put it all towards that when there are so many other things I could invest in? I could invest in actual investments, stocks and bonds. I could actually start a new business like how I am. And so it's just hard for me. Like, I always play tug of war whenever I have a big victory. I'm like, I should treat myself and buy myself that Gucci purse. Or actually, I would rather have a Prada or Chanel or Celine bag. But let me buy that Celine bag. And then I can never bring myself to do it. I don't think I could be in the store and see that amount of over $1,000 pop up and swipe my card. I don't think I could do it. But who knows? Hopefully one day I can treat myself without feeling guilty at the thought of it. But there's definitely other ways to treat yourself rather than just spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So what I like to do a lot of times is I focus on the little things. And so one reoccurring payment I did keep for the new year was my class pass, and I pay about $35 a month for that, for a few workout classes a month. And I love that because I'm like, okay, it's going to my health, it's keeping me healthy, that's how I'm getting to the gym, and I think it's worth it. So I kept that reoccurring payment. I also loved going out to dinner with friends, which really at max is like $20. So I'll treat myself in that way. Or every now and then I'm hoping to go get my nails done, like on a special occasion, maybe for Valentine's Day or spring break, and rather just make it a specialty thing than an every 2 week thing. And it was stressing me out because I couldn't get to the salon. They weren't open. My nails looked horrible and ragged, and it was just a mess. So I'm trying to focus on spending my money on things that bring me health and happiness and not just frivolous expenses, is what it all boils down to. And as I've noticed moving to college, I have become way more aware of my spending, just because those around me are very aware of spending as well. Obviously, college students are known for being broke, and while I don't think that's a good mindset to have, I think if you have the mindset that you're broke, you're always going to be broke. So I think you should have the mindset of, okay, this is where I'm at now, this is where I want to be, and this is how I'm going to get to where I want to be. But anyway, that's like another podcast. That's a whole mindset manifesting podcast. But I am surrounded by, you know, we're in school, we have a lot of expenses. Like I said, books cost a lot, tuition costs a lot, maybe we're piling up student loans. We can't always go out to eat. We need to eat on the on-campus available options, you know? So being in college has really helped my mindset to be more focused on, I keep forgetting the word, oh, frugal. Being more frugal. I have become more frugal since coming to college. And so now when I go out to eat, or I spend $8 on a smoothie at Whole Foods, like, I really cherish it. Meanwhile, in high school, I was kind of like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go out with this friend, we'll go to get brunch, and then when we're shopping, I'm gonna spend a ton of money, and then we're gonna get like Chipotle for lunch, and then I'm gonna get a Starbucks or a smoothie in the afternoon. Like, I just remember having days like that, and now I'm way more frugal and cautious about where I'm spending my money, how much I'm spending on food, am I eating out too much, should I really buy this jacket. And obviously I'm not perfect. I still went over my budget in January by a lot. I think I have like minus $200 in my budget. So yeah, definitely not perfect, but this is where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to be better and really hold out and plan. I think college is a great time to experiment with it, or in high school, college or high school, because if you've already paid for your dorm and lodging up front, or you're living at home with your parents, and so you don't have those reoccurring huge monthly bills like electricity and water and rent. So you have, and if you're at college, you probably have a meal plan, so you don't necessarily have to go get groceries all the time. You could eat on campus the whole time, probably, depending on your campus. But I just like to go grocery shopping. I like to have my meals in my room sometimes, so that's why I do that. But that's why I think it's a great time to experiment with budgeting, because you're figuring out how money works, how much it costs for you to live before you actually have to go out and live your life and be dependent rent and, you know, have all these student loans or this debt. And it's a great time to experiment with budgeting and, like I said, figure out how much it costs for you to stay alive at this time with your what is it called, your cost of living, but your lifestyle, you know, your lifestyle, how much your lifestyle costs. It's a great time to figure that out and to make adjustments where necessary. Like, do you need Netflix and Hulu? That's the question I'm asking myself right now, because I got Hulu for 1 month and I'm trying to figure out if I should keep it. So it's those little questions and just being more particular with your budgeting, like really going in and seeing exactly how much you're spending. It can be very eye-opening. And then being very nitpicky with, like, okay, do I really need that extra latte today? Do I really need to eat out twice this weekend? Whatever it is for you. So yes, that is kind of where I'm at. And I'm looking at my budget. I'm trying to give you guys some tips. I found out I need to give myself a little bit more money for eating out, just because when I do go grocery shopping, I try to buy nicer items. I try to buy fresh produce or organic grains, organic yogurt, all of that kind of stuff. So that's where I do need to budget a little bit more money for my groceries. But if those things aren't important to you, then maybe you budget a little bit less. You can get by with a lesser grocery amount. I did pretty good in January with not spending too much money on clothes, probably because of Christmas already happened. I didn't spend much on entertainment, actually, which I think is interesting. Yeah, I find also at college, if you don't go out, you save a ton of money, which is pretty obvious. But in high school, I would try to have plans every weekend, I never really went like and partied in high school, but just going to movies, that all costs money. Going out to eat, like I said, costs money. And so in college, I definitely have saved money on entertainment, which I thought would be the opposite, but oh well. I'm trying to think of anything else that went over with my budget. No, I think that's all. So, sorry, people are walking down my hall. I'm going to take a sip of water. Yeah, okay, I think that is it for what this conversation of money is going to consist of. I hope it was helpful, or if not helpful, then it just gave you a little bit of insight into my life, being a YouTuber, having a business, what it's like. Another thing is I do have a separate PayPal for business expenses, so whenever I get money for YouTube or for whatever I'm selling, it goes into my PayPal, and then from my PayPal, I try to take out what I need to live on throughout the month. So if you guys have any questions, I was going to say DM me, but I don't think I'm the best resource. I can definitely try. If you have specific questions for me, send them on the Instagram. I kind of want to do a podcast soon, just Q&A style. I feel like I haven't done one of those in a while, and a lot of podcasters do those frequently, and I don't really know how I feel about them. I guess I like them when other podcasters do that, but I don't know. I think it could be fun. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great Friday if you're listening to this on Friday or whenever. If you leave a review on iTunes, I can't wait to read it. I love checking those. I check probably once a week on iTunes just to see, and I love when there's a new rating, a new comment. Like, it makes my day, if it's a good one, obviously. It makes my day. And yeah, I'm very excited for February, and like I said, just the upcoming months. Yeah, I can't wait to see where this podcast goes as I'm being more consistent with it. If you have any suggestions for guests, let me know again through my email or through Instagram DM, because I'm looking to set up guests for February, March. And that is going to be it for the episode. I wanted to get it to 50 minutes, but I still have like 7 minutes to go. So I'll cut it off before we reach 50 minutes. I love you guys so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, night, morning, whenever you're listening to this. And I will talk to you guys next week. Okay, bye.